배발이죠. 국제화되는 디자인.
굉장히 젠보 말이라는 거지.
젠보래. 야, 그거 남바초. 인제 남바초 담제라. 근데 자기 들이.
So, Rinpoche likes to say hello. Rinpoche likes to say hello to everybody here.
제 친구.
부진 섭진자지 공하와 권도상 부회설 권은로라서마보
올라서 다음 가상 뭐마 되네 뭐좀 제마 예 예반도 되지 휴바인 휴심바레 된도 드랭 뭐좀 단낭게 예반도 되지 휴바인.
So last week Rinpoche taught the four direct valid cognitions, and likewise he is going to explain today the seven classifications of the cognitions which appear like direct valid cognitions. They are, so to say, fake direct valid cognitions.
De jumtsin kanyi samna tsema da tsemen ki yewa te sem mandur pa tan sem trupa chepar kyebare de chu nyams lemba la sem trupa kanyi pa tan mandur pa ya po che maki na tene no tru yonsi.
So practicing the Dharma, it is very important to know the difference between a valid cognition and a fake or a non-valid cognition, because practicing the Dharma, it is important to distinguish deluded mind, a deluded state of mind, and a non-deluded state of mind. And therefore, it is important to distinguish these two valid and non-valid cognitions.
So
as Rinpoche taught already, the two great logicians, Dignaga and Dharmakirti, and their works, the Pramana Samuchaya and the Pramana Vatika, are one of the major shastras, the major works in the field of logic.
Dan zemen je namja ke pa te jikten je lo tang yang mangar ba kar re sa na jikten je lo la yang sem thur pa da ma thur ba namja yo ba re sem thur pa da ma thur ba jikten je lo la yang hi go yo re ti se na jikten je lo tang yang mangar ba re.
So this exposition is not in contradiction with the worldly exposition or the worldly explanation of a deluded mind and an undeluded mind. Actually, this is a Buddhist exposition on cognition and non-valid cognition in accordance with the worldly presentation.
Kasangoma tsema kundu je ngoy som ye ke pare tren tsema kundu le tsemi je lo ye ba ngoy som tanang de de ki de yang za ba le dan dan chor dan kunzo ki ba dan je ba ji so pa le so de da ngoy do ji sa ba ngoy som tanang ra ba je so ba le.
So as Rinpoche explained last week, the four direct valid cognitions, by quoting the Pramana Samuchaya, he is also quoting today the Pramana Samuchaya, explaining the definition or the characteristic of the classification into the seven fake direct valid cognitions or the seven cognitions which appear like a direct valid cognition. And here comes the quotation now, like a deluded consciousness as well as a consciousness of the relative level or the relative truth, as well as consciousness related to an measurement or like as a measuring of a sign or something similar, as well as thoughts which arise from a measurement of signs or objects, then as well as like memory or and the six like being attached or having attachment, and these six are then cognitions which appear like direct valid cognitions, which are not direct valid cognitions in reality. And then we have the seventh fake direct valid cognitions, which is connected to like diseases like cataract and so forth.
Tene tanda ngonsom tanang se karre sena kasa ngonsom tsema te tokwa tang tarbe namto tang tarbe se mandur bare ngonsom tanang de ting garda re.
So if one asks now what a cognition which appears like a direct valid cognition is, it is exactly the opposite as a direct valid cognition as it was explained the last week. It is, so to say, exactly the opposite.
Tangbo Chordang Hiba, Churpi Hiba Te, Megula, Chorzembe, Tokpatavatang, Toyurla, Mer Churpe, Nanto Tavla, the name Churpi Hiba Sigre, Churpi Hiba Remonsum Tema, Tangarware, Monsum Tema Mare.
So now to the first cognition, which appears like a direct valid cognition, related to the fake direct valid cognitions, having thoughts. We have first the deluded cognition, and this deluded cognition, or this deluded mind, comes about by the contact of faculty, object, and so forth. And it can be compared by with an example. For example, if you see stones, a tower of stones, and you mistake this tower of stones as a human being, and so forth.
Donc la première de ces perceptions immédiates.
Donc, kunzob hiba tokware. Kunzob hiba se jete karre sena jinzeng je tokware. Tene mace mebesena ce mina yang ce o sana ce dondr pe namdo tela tanda kunzo kunzo zimbe hebare tene ngosom tanna.
So the second fake direct valid cognition, if I'm allowed to call it like that, is then also related to thoughts, or to having thoughts, or not being free of thoughts. And this is then a consciousness of the relative truth, and is related to a general characteristic. Then if one has, for example, like the cognition of a human being, of a simple human being, one then creates the concept human being. Like the first, like, even though this general concept, human beings, relates to a group of people, it is it has arisen from the cognition of one single human being. And then the like a group of human beings then relates to the general characteristic of the term human being. And this is then like the fake direct valid cognition related to general characteristics or to the relative truth.
Sumba jipa dang, jipa jipa le songwa ni de kar se na pe na hing na sen, hing na sen ko song. Hing na sen ne me ngwe sun tong ko ma re, doa tang kon tong ka re, doa tong wa le ten de me yo par to kwa jik re. Ta de ni de doa zhen pa sem de la, tang zhen sem jik re. De kam de re jipa se jo de, jipa ka sem de re. Doal tin de meye ba tok ba de la jibal songa se jiba tang jibal songa ni le.
So now we come to the third and the fourth point, and the third point is called like measurement or inference, and this then relates to the perception of a sign. For example, if we have a forest and there's a fire in this forest, we can't see the fire directly. However, we can see the smoke, and from seeing the smoke, we can infer that there must be a fire inside the forest. And like perceiving now the sign, which is the smoke, relates now to the third type of fake direct valid cognition. And the deduction or the inference that in this forest there must be fire is relates then to the fourth type of fake direct valid cognition, which has arisen from
inference. No long jo tang, deba kap je deva tang donga tremba. Donga la sokwa tremba tela, tene tremba sekere, te yang mo somare.
So the fifth thought or fake direct valid cognition is a memory, and one is like having a memory of the past, of things, of events, of the past, like joy, happiness,
deva dunga, deva deva dunga la sopa, deva rana chepo chungpa dunga chungwa la sopa tengirawa. Tiso tenpa te, ten tenpa te kapder de, tenpa ase ngapare.
Yeah, just remembering.
Deva tenpa tamjere.
Past happy events or past sufferings and so forth. And this is then called memory.
Ne trukpa tela ngwendo segre. Ngwendo sege te tata se sabaran doba, ku kumbara chumbaran doba, la soba, doyun la chumbaran doba, sem te so la ngwendo segre, ngwendo doba.
So the sixth point is an attachment, and this is like
ne tokpa re rewa.
Ne tokpa re.
And it is
tokpa trukpa de rewa.
And it is also a thought of like the attachment to like goods, to enjoyable pleasure objects, like the five pleasure objects, sense for
the
piece. Tata kare.
Ido kare.
Te chokpo te tokpa re, tokpa yinpe se na, tene ngonsom tsema ma re, ngonsom tsema la tora yinko re. Te da, tene tokpa yinpe se na ngonsom tsema ma re.
So these six points are thoughts, and since they are thoughts, they are not a direct valid cognition per definition.
Then, to me, lohite, karresena, megle neona, pekinje neona, trahe zakpanama, kervata, yea, me kake, sadu tene, meto, kachar pape, meto, megan tona by kaguire. Then, rao, meto, meto, megan zimbe, tome, mekite, to me, lohite. Tomi in a young loki, sing a loki, hiba yimbasena, then it was some tanangre.
So now we have the seventh type of fake direct valid cognition, which is free from thought, And however, it is like a wrong consciousness, or it is distorted cognition, so to say. And this is basically related to sense faculties which are not intact. So, for example, when one has cataracts, one is suffering from cataracts, one sees spots raining or falling down, and or for example, other people perceive the flowers in the sky which fall down. These are all like wrong perceptions, and even though they are free of thoughts,
because they are wrong perception, then fake.
So now, if one knows the four direct valid cognitions and the seven cognitions which appear like a direct valid cognition, and if one knows them well, one will be able to distinguish a deluded and a non-deluded, or a confused and non-confused mind. So if one is able to distinguish a confused and a non-confused mind, one also will be able to distinguish if an object is real or not real. So Rinpoche explained in short today the seven types of cognitions which appear like direct valid cognition, or which are fake direct valid cognition. So if you have questions, please ask.
Sage making tongue, the sovereign donor, make a one good day, Sage yep the Kadu tongue, make a one good thing on some semare, Sando Bate Namdore, on some tanang, or teacher. Parents came at the Gomodo.
The distinction entre lorsque l'on perçoit un objet directement, la première instant perception est une perception directe et immédiate, comme on l'a dit la semaine dernière. Mais à partir du moment où il y a attachement, c'est une pensée que l'on rajoute ou que l'on colore sur l'objet qui est perçu. Donc il n'y a plus seulement l'objet lui-même, mais il y a la coloration de la pensée que l'on plaque sur cet objet.
Ti kap so ye jeng ngoe som tse ma te ke chik chaba chik ma to chege ma re. Pe na me ke khala den thong ma kap so ti wang pong ngoe som tse ma re. Ti ji su ye jeng ngoe som tse ma te ke chik chaba ma to chege ma re. Tene nam to chege re ye jeng ngoe som tse ma hien to chaba yin pe se na pa ko ko ma re. Nam to ke drip du gre.
Parce qu'en fait, cette dissociation entre le premier instant de pensée et le deuxième instant de pensée passe par la conscience. Et en fait, on ne se rend pas compte dans le processus de perception qu'il y a en fait deux instants de pensée distincts. Il y a le premier instant de reconnaissance de l'objet et le deuxième instant qui est le désir ou la coloration que l'on plaque dessus. Et donc ceci doit être en fait dissocié comme étant
deux instants différents. yijing wo som se ma ke ching me chek che gre tene lam sang o dra de nyin bo re o nyin bo ma re sa ba nam do je ge yore ti se na dra je be wang bo ngon som tang yin ngon de ngon som se ma re wang ngon de yin ngon ni che gre dra de nyin bo re me nyin ba re sa ba ming dan de be tok pa che de tene te tok ye re ngon som se ma ma re
Lorsque
l'on plaque le nom et la coloration particulière, ce n'est plus une perception directe et immédiate. Tenez, Param, Param, Param,
Param,
Param, Param, Param, Param, Param, Param, Param, Param, Param, Param, Param, Param, Param, Param, Param, Param, Param, Ji nam chi sarik tamre rangen o rangen yuwe nyam nyong chi re te rangen ngon som te mare.
Et de la même façon, dans le même instant de perception, l'esprit, la conscience s'expérimente en même temps elle-même et expérimente sa propre nature dans le même instant. Et cette expérience est ce qu'on appelle l'ambri en tibétain, c'est-à-dire la conscience qui se connaît et s'expérimente elle-même, la conscience négative.
Oh, yeah. Correct.
Ça n'a pas un rapport immédiat avec le rituel, mais ce sera la question qui est la suivante. On va regarder le bouddhisme bénédique, on dit qu'il n'y a pas de soi. On dit qu'il n'y a pas de soi, enfin, il n'y a pas de, peut-être pas de nature propre. Comment se fait-il qu'on puisse reconnaître quelque chose? C'est-à-dire que le fait que si une chose n'a pas de nature propre, comment se fait-il qu'elle va être
Pena meto dawo jin thon nan de ming meto re sabe tene main tang tong de tok pa de che de de nan yi malam to na wa na cho la da tong de zeng che tong da main de tok pa che wa yin do che wa ngo thong me je bakya ki bakya kun che le yo be top je de ne da tong de zeng che tok pa che de ne lo main na ya ne lo main na malam na yi malam je pe na na wa la ne lo to yo ma de
Et donc, tous les phénomènes sont considérés comme des apparences, c'est-à-dire qu'ils sont des manifestations, mais ils apparaissent pas comme le fruit des apparences fondamentales.
Et de la même façon, comme le bouddhisme l'a dit, la non-existence de la soi dans les phénomènes, mais cette non-existence elle-même a des états de différents niveaux qui doivent être compris par étapes progressives. C'est une démarche, il faut dire une démarche à la fois de compréhension et de réalisation.
Et donc, en résumé, on peut dire que lorsque
l'esprit de la confusion, l'esprit confus sous l'emprise des tendances fondamentales, etc., s'éteint, à ce moment-là, apparaît naturellement de celui-ci même, apparaît naturellement l'esprit éveillé. Dans l'esprit, donc on se place dans cet esprit qui est une perception directe de l'esprit dans un instant de pensée dans un instant. avant même qu'elle paraisse avancer. Il est parfaitement concentré sur son objet. Donc, on voit que ça paraît, les sons, les pensées, etc., on trouve pour rester dans cette concentration des bruits.
Maré, de Inge la Chikdota. Tene. Ah. Kare. Tante Tsama. Ah. Ah, Lin Tsama. Nambelo la. One hit to order the debare. Luxor Kahila, one hit young doctors in the bayore. Nambelo la, one hit to order in Bate. Repa. Repa chickers and a parchuja trape. Same thing is in a city, the neighbor capsule. Nam dog trip by here on the capsule, make a zog, tong the young, zen the young, talk what you mare. I'm joke, draw to the young, Nam dog, mejeva, serna. Then one good number here by the Toda in Badubari. One good number here by Chuchin. Toda in the same thing as in a chick, the net, Nam dog, maple capsule, then one hila, one hitchin the young, Nam dog, medimbus, Nam dog, mejeva.
So according to the Buddhist tradition, it is like while resting in meditation or in samadhi or in one-pointed absorption, thoughts don't arise from the direct valid cognitions or from the consciousness related to the direct valid cognitions. So if one puts this in a logical argument, then
one hit chuchin to raide eating is in a tick the neighbor capsule namdo me but neighbor capsule pen a mega zolton I'm joke dra tuna ya namdo me limits namdo me gives what is
so given like the consciousness of a sense faculty there are no thoughts arising from that because since one rests one-pointedly in samadhi or in meditative absorption, thoughts, for example, don't arise as in the example when one hears the snapping of fingers and the consciousness of or the ear consciousness arises, from that consciousness no thoughts arise.
Tene jeba meba nyambar yani yagre. Tangbo jeba zo, pena da meba da. Tangbo tuta yinba junsin hi gogre, jeba zo, tuta yinba yi jeba kaap so, tene tuta meba ngana nyambar yagre. Tene nyinzin jeto. Nyinzin laza, tene nyinzin jeto.
Donc, vous avez dit qu'en fait, c'est un peu complexe. Il faut commencer par étudier ou par réfléchir. Par avoir une méditation analytique ou à étudier, en sachant exactement ce qu'est la saisie du réalisme, ce qu'est la réalité, ce qui n'est pas la réalité, etc. Et après ça, il faut donc, en tant que dans la phase de méditation, rester absorbé, dans la phase d'absorption, qui est au-delà de ton côté. Donc il faut commencer par les concepts et par étudier ce qui est attitué, ce qui est au-delà de toi dans la société. Et après ça, la phase de méditation et l'absorption, en fait,
comment
on peut reconnaître la clarté dans la méditation? Je pense que je vais vous dire 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 que
Le Saïn.
Dieu se yin de l'égalité.
Le Saïn.
C'est le Chine qui est
ta gom ja pa kap so we sa ji nyam yong ngne lam sang yong to ko mare we sa yi pa ta te gom ja pa kap so te ne nama nama meda ba kya kare nama meda ba pe na te ne mar me ta me che ta ba tu nama kya ko yure te sem je ne lo we sa yi pa ta na ko che we sa ngne te tene ngui su nyam yong lam sang yong to ko mare. Tene malam ni jowe sar ni jowe sar gomya yure ten rabu kapso wesa ngwese na tene yang wesa jinyam nyu chaye yure.
Donc dans le rêve pour l'instruction la dernière de l'univers on peut
kare sena muna kangba muna na na nyana yang kangba nang tam je sar de ban rabu meke la ni ngwese Kangba tamje, wo kesar bandawo yung kuyere te. Te nyamyong le nyamyong. Wesa je nyamnang le, wesa ngoma mare. Te ndawo kya kuyere te zo, gom je nyamyong le. Nyamnang le.
Dans la méditation du rêve, sur le rêve, on a la même expérience que lorsqu'on est dans une pièce pour le conserver complètement noir et pour apparaître à chacun des lumières, des phénomènes, des
Ya, maju.
Sini gigi katsu dia kena reset kita katsu.
Kene rang kapsu ta caya ya mara sangak kapsu ta ka chang ka yin rek je ta chyo se je te nga ka lu chyo re kene je kapsu ta ge je ta sene kene je nyam nang ma da wa na so che re ta ten ten de se na chgo ma re yin da re ta ta se de yin se je de tong ba re pa bo sa re ngo tong ba ta rang yin wa sa yi ba ta te yin rek ta chyo se che ya ki ya yo nga ka kapsu te ne tumung Sanga mai ba thumong ge khene ji ka ju tundu tang ka ce ya yo ma me me na wa manda ba che re na wa che me ba che ba
Donc, dans le GD, il n'y a pas de nombre fini de signes. Ces signes sont illimités, sont produits par l'esprit. Ces apparitions apparaissent, donc sans nombre. Dans le GD du Vajrayana, il y a dans le 10 signes qui sont les signes l'union de la vacuité et de la conscience. La conscience étant la clarté et l'espace étant la vacuité. L'union de l'espace et conscience, ou de la clarté, sont reconnus sous 10 signes bien précis. Mais dans le chiffre ordinaire, le chiffre du commun, il n'y a pas de signes précis.
Tenez.
Mais non, à ce point, pas de temps.
So, no questions,
we'll meditate.